somebody has a real good appetite, you might say, well, he sure likes to put away his
food. He certainly does hide a lot of it.
Yeah.
sure did like so-and-so.
Ever heard people say, well, he sure likes to put away his vittles, or
yeah.
Still use that word?
Yeah, vittles. A lot of them call it vittles yet.
I see. What would you call a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pie or a pudding? Maybe something with cream and sugar and nutmeg in it, you know?
Well, they call that some kind of a syrup, I reckon. They make a jello. It's mighty good to wind up eating with for your dessert. And I got some dry package or two of it in there now, but I don't know how to fix it.
Yes.
The jello.
You say you didn't smoke. What do most people around here smoke if they do?
Well, smoke cigarettes, and I don't know what kind of brand. I'm not paying attention to it. Now, way back yonder when I was a boy, they smoked what they called Old North State, and they'd get a little sack pulled together the top of it with a string. Didn't cost but a nickel a bag then. And it smelled good to me if people were smoking.
Hmm.
But I just never did take it up. I don't know why I didn't. I just never did. I never did crave nothing like that.
Yes, sir.
I've had men working for me to get out of snuff or tobacco or cigarettes and tell me, you bet down there in the store, you bring me so-and-so, bring me some tobacco, bring me a box of snuff, bring me a pack of cigarettes. Well, of course, I'd go on and never forget them. And he'd get mad and maybe mistreat an ox or a mule or something or other, maybe tear up something, just a purpose.
This could stand it
well. No.
Tobacco.
Mad at everybody when he didn't have his tobacco.
Mm.
I wouldn't have nothing to make do me like that.
Mm.
Fool with it.
Yeah. I'm glad I never got started with it.
Me too.
A lot of people, when they try to quit, just about can't make it.
Oh, yeah, they'd do it out of a day or two, and then they go back, they're worse than ever. I never had no desire at all for that.
What was that insect that you said built a nest in that chair when we were getting started out here?
Dirt dog.
Do those things sting you?
I don't think so. Now, no wasp will. He'll sting you. And there's some kind of bumblebees that'll sting you, but there's some of them that won't. Some of them's got a white spot in his forehead. He don't sting. But them old black-headed ones, sure work you.
What other insects you got around here that are bad to sting?
Yellow jackets, hornets.
I heard a hornet was just about...
Yeah, he can hear about hit your eye, too. And they come mostly, begin to come now. If there's any around here, they'll begin to come to the house around now right away. Fall of the year. Catch flies and things, you know. He come get him a fly, he's gone.
You ever been stung by one?
Yes, sir.
Where'd it hit you?
He would always hit you about the face, around the eye, somewhere.
Mm. Yeah, that was painful.
And you're about knocked you down.
Mm.
And you don't quit right then either.
Do you have these little insects that are bad about getting under your skin and making it itch?
Well, there's a mosquito around here that'll bite you some, and then they used to have what we call a red bug. Ticks and things like that, but we ain't got none of them much now. These fire ants eat the ticks up. Used to, you couldn't go down here in the woods nowhere without you'd get several more ticks on you. But since them fire ants has got here, they destroyed them. Now, we was in a meeting one time up there, and